The group Respecting Accuracy in Domestic Abuse Reporting, or RADAR, cites two studies from the 1990s and an FBI report to support their claims that 47,000 men, mostly African American, were falsely accused of rape in 2004. RADAR spokesman David Usher says the group's goal is to get federal money for groups that help men who are the victims of domestic violence or of false rape charges.
The most important thing is for Congress to change the Violence Against Women Act so that funding goes to address crime rather than sex.
Usher says all it would take to accomplish that is changing a few lines of federal code. He cites the Duke Lacrosse team case as an example of the bias against men in the criminal justice system.
If the system had worked, the police would have done a preliminary investigation and that would have been the end of it. There would have been no charges filed. You would not have families spending millions of dollars, a mob on the campus holding a Take Back the Night rally, handing out wanted posters, basically convicting these men before the fact.
But RADAR's motives are broader than just equity for men, according to Kelly Anderson, director of Madison's Rape Crisis Center.
If we look at this closely, what we're going to find is that it's the folks that feel that the creation of alternatives for women to staying in violent relationships has destabilized families, and that they truly believe that our society was better off when women were stuck in bad relationships.
RADAR's David Usher rejects that analysis, and he says the numbers in the group's studies prove that thousands of men are being victimized by false rape claims.
When RADAR says the word false allegation, we do not take that lightly. That means that we know that it's false. There's no question about it, because the accuser recanted it.
But Kelly Anderson says the numbers RADAR cites don't support that. She points to the 2004 FBI study that just looked at 10,000 of the more than 600,000 rape cases reported to the FBI over 7 years. DNA tests found that in 25% of those, the wrong man was charged. Anderson says that sample is too small to draw conclusions from.
Far from being 25% of all cases, that's actually about 0.03 of a percent of a case. It's a combination of bad math and just deliberate distortion.
And Anderson says the numbers ignore the fact that even if the wrong man is convicted, it doesn't mean a rape didn't occur. She says the numbers supporting the need for federal aid targeting women victims of sexual assault and domestic violence are much more reliable.
Of homicides committed against women, a third of them are committed by a domestic partner, and 95% of the time or more, it's a man.
She says that compares to only 5% of men who are murdered by partners, and some of those are male partners. But RADAR stands by its numbers, and members say they'll continue to push for funding that targets male victims of domestic violence and men falsely accused of rape. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.